I welcome all the Vaishnavas for assembling today to celebrate the most auspicious Govardhan Puja Day today. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Although I am not in a position to describe such a wonderful pastime, but just as a service to all my dear God brothers, senior Vaishnavas, and to my spiritual pastor and Srila Prabhupada, I'll make an attempt as a service to all the Vaishnavas by describing this wonderful pastime of Sri Sri Govardhan Lila. One day, small Krishna, who was just 7 years old, he was surprised to see that many activities were going on in his house. All the devotees were very busy and some large quantity of preparations were taking place. As child is always curious, he asked his Nanda Baba, father, Baba, what is the occasion? What is happening today? Why so many people are running here and there? Nanda Baba told him, we are preparing the worship of Lord Indra today. Krishna is surprised. And he asked his father, Baba, this worship what we are doing, that is guided by which Shastra? And who is the Guru under whose direction we are performing this activity of worship of Indra? Nanda Baba, very smilingly, very lovingly, takes Krishna in his lap, puts his hand on his head, and very lovingly he says to the moon-like Krishna, that Krishna, we are Vaishyas by profession, and our main work is herding cows, maintaining cows, and getting all the nourishment which is needed for the cows, growing grains, and all these things requires rain. And Indra, being a demigod of rain, by worshipping Indra, we get all the necessary rains, and then our all desires are fulfilled. Krishna hears his father's explanation, and very thoughtfully he explains that it's true, father, but it is not true that everything which is happening as per the karma of every individual living entity. And then Krishna goes on explaining nicely the karma mimamsa philosophy to his father and all the coward boys and coward men. And at the end, Krishna tells him, "Ki Baba, I am a small person. If you want, you can follow the instructions, what I am saying, that we can simply worship the Giriraj Govardhan, and that will satisfy all our desires, and there is no need to worship Indra." Nanda Baba is a very loving father, and he is convinced by Krishna's statement, and immediately they decide to worship as per the instructions of Sri Krishna, how to worship Govardhan. Krishna says that many create a wonderful mountains of food, huge rice mountains, and around that mountains fill the kuns of dal, rice, yogurt, sweet rice, and invite all the Brajvasis, let them decorate themselves beautifully with their cows, with their bulls, worship Brahmanas, sing the beautiful songs, circumambulate the Govardhan, and this is how let us celebrate the Annakut festival of Govardhan. Nanda Baba invites all the Brajvasis, and there is a very wonderful, joyous atmosphere in Vrindavan. Ladies are singing beautifully, cuckoos are trying to match the songs of the ladies. All the cows have been beautifully decorated, their horns with nice golden coverings. Their backs are covered with colorful silks. And small cows, looking the mothers being decorated so nice, they are also joyfully running around. As the worship time comes, there's a huge mountain of the rice which is created in the center. This Annakuta mountain, the tip is white. It looks as if the crown of a camphor. And all the food items surrounding this mountain look like a boulders and stones. There were liquid lakes filled with the dal, sweet rice, soups, kachoris, innumerable items. As we can see over here, innumerable items were covering the mountain. And the mountain rice of mountain was covered with a ghee. So it looked as if the golden Mount Kailash was standing over there. And it rivaled even the beauty of a Sumeru mountain. As the worship of Govardhan was going on, suddenly Krishna assumed the form of a huge Govardhan mountain with a big mouth and with a resonating voice. He started saying, "I am the Govardhan, feed me." And Krishna, as a small boy amongst the coward men, he started saying, just look, our Govardhan has such wonderful appearance. Let us pay obeisances to Govardhan. And all the Brajvasis, they started paying obeisances to Govardhan. And Govardhan started eating everything. Whatever was there, everything was eaten by Govardhan. And only thing which was left, as said by Maharaj, that only thing which was left was Govardhan's hunger. Govardhan wanted more and more and more. And more food items were given, till some Brajvasis put small tulsi leaves. That way Govardhan was very much satisfied. And with joy, all Brajvasis started taking their bullock carts, which were even looking much, much brilliant than many of the golden chariots. And they started circumambulating the Govardhan, singing beautiful songs and glories of Krishna. While this wonderful joyous occasion was being celebrated in Vrindavan, Gokul, there was something very, very seriously wrong in the heavens. Indra was not at all happy. Because of being neglected, he was completely frustrated. And with anger, he was completely losing his control. He started speaking loudly. These Brijvasis, they are so much proud of their wealth that they are listening to this small, impudent boy and they are neglecting my worship. Let me teach them a lesson. And by saying this, he called the most ferocious clouds, called as Samvartaka clouds. These clouds were the clouds which bring devastation of entire universe. Sometimes we say that to kill an ant, you use a gun. Something like that. Indra was using the Samvartaka clouds, which inundated the entire universe. For that, those clouds were being coiled to destroy one small hamlet of Vrindavan. And these Samvartaka clouds were like raging elephants. They were always being tied up. They were always uncontrolled. And as soon as they were released from the chains of Indra, they started moving absolutely freely in the sky. It is said that these clouds started covering the entire Patal Lok to Swarga Lok. The thickness of these clouds was so heavy that the darkness was as if matching as if the soot under a vessel which is not clean for years together. This darkness was so thick that nobody could see across this darkness. And these clouds covered the entire Vrindavan. Nobody could see what's happening in this area. And Indra himself was riding on Airavat. It is said Indra was not riding on Airavat, but Indra was riding on his chariot of anger. He had lost the entire composure of himself. What is right and what is wrong was lost. And he was completely covered by anger. And in that anger, he himself started going towards Vrindavan. Vrindavan was completely covered with thick, heavy rains. It is described that this rain was like as if a river had broken all the barriers, all the dams, and this river was flowing towards the earth. This rain, the water was flowing as if a river was flowing towards the earth. And each drop of this rain was the thickness of trunk of one fully matured banana tree. And with this thickness, rains started lashing beautiful Vrindavan village. In Vrindavan, the scenery was very, very distraught. People were dismayed at what suddenly started happening. The joy became suddenly sorrowful. The mood became suddenly sorrowful. The cows, under this lashing of rains, somehow or other, they were trying to protect their cows by keeping them under their belly. But the rains were so heavy that cows started looking helplessly towards Krishna. Bulls, they are very, very powerful. But these heavy rains, when they will lash at the horns, they will break into thousands of small particles and they will cover the humps of these bulls. And these bulls, with great anger, with red eyes, they will look upward towards the cloud. And all Brajvasis, they started helplessly running towards Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, please help us. Look at our cows. Look at our cows. Look at these, our helpless bulls. What will happen? See our trees. They are being destroyed. Our whole village is being destroyed. We can't see what is high land, what is low land. The whole earth is flooded with water. Please help us, Krishna. Please help us. Krishna, beautifully smiling, knowing that this is the work of Krishna, work of Indra, he started walking towards Govardhan. And slowly he walked. It is said that when Krishna went to fight against Kalia, you know very well that Krishna tightened his trunk dress and he made the body language of fighting to a very, very good opponent. But here, Krishna did not even tighten his belt. Krishna wanted to humiliate Indra completely. Krishna wanted to pulverize the pride of Indra. And Krishna effortlessly went near the Govardhan mountain. There is a small temple near the Petha down in Vrindavan, from where he entered the cave and lifted the Govardhan mountain. And it is said that just like a small child, the way it lifts a mushroom, or an elephant lifts a small chunk of clump of grass, with same effortlessness, Krishna lifted the entire Govardhan mountain. When the mountain was being lifted, it created a huge sound. This sound broke the pride of all the eight elephants which guard the eight directions. Not only that, but this sound was enough to break the meditation of Brahmaji himself. And the sound covered the entire universe and it reached the outer aspect of the universe. And when Krishna lifted the Govardhan, it created a beautiful space underneath Govardhan. This space underneath the Govardhan was filled with ground was filled with beautiful grass, lakes, valleys. And when Govardhan was being lifted, the sand fell around the area of the Govardhan and it covered and created something like a wall by which rain could not enter the space below the Govardhan mountain. Initially, Vrijvasis were afraid. But Krishna, with his beautiful sound, he said, "Please, do not be afraid. Come, come underneath Govardhan and just see how you have beautiful valleys, lakes, and there is nothing to fear." And initially hesitant Vrijvasis, joyfully, with their all their cows, their children, their wives, bulls, buffaloes, cows, everyone, they came under the Govardhan. And what was the situation of Govardhan? When Govardhan was being lifted up, the flowers started falling off from its sides. And this falling of the flowers from the sides of Govardhan was as if it was a laughter by Giriraj for being touched by his Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Not only that, this falling of the flowers and laughter of Giriraj was celebration of crushing of Indra's pride. When this mountain was being lifted up in the sky, the peak of this mountain, it started piercing the clouds which were sent by the Indra. And the lions which were roaming around the mountains, they started touching these thick dark clouds, and they started thinking, okay, these clouds are like elephants, and they started piercing these clouds with their sharp claws, and clouds started running hither and thither. Birds, deers, and other animals being lifted above the ground, they reached beyond the clouds, so they were not disturbed by these clouds. And this mountain Giriraj looked like a beautiful umbrella with a pole as a Krishna's hand. And the rain which was pouring around the mountain, the surrounding area of a outer border of Govardhan was looking as if it was decorated with beautiful pearls. Mount Kailash started wondering, what is this? Which mountain, this beautiful mountain, has arisen? Mount Sumeru panicked, looking at this new mountain being coming in the sky. An elephant, all the elephants of 8 direction, they jumped into the Mansi Ganga. By Krishna's soothing words, Brijvasis were simply looking at the beauty of Shri Krishna. Krishna's beauty is explained, as we can see here, Shri Gopalji's most enchanting, beautiful form, that Krishna's left side was straight, the side which was holding on his little finger, raised little finger, mountain was being held. His left side of the trunk did not have the usual curves, 3 curves. His right ankle was curved and touching the ground. His left foot was as if it was kissing Mother Earth. His anklets were silent. They were not making any noise. His right side of the trunk had 3 curves as it was little bit bent. His right hand was on his trunk holding a flute. And this beautiful, enchanting form of the Lord captured the heart of all the Brijvasis. As we see that famous painting in our Krishna art book, that all the Brijvasis' face shows beautiful joy seeing at beautiful Krishna. But 2 faces are in anxiety. One is Mother Yashoda and another is Nanda Baba. Yashoda Mai, being a mother, was extremely anxious. There are wonderful exchange of the words, feelings, emotions between Brijvasis and Krishna during this pastime takes place. And Mother Yashoda, just in anxiety, asks Krishna, "Krishna, what's happening? How can you carry such a huge mountain? Your arm must be paining. Please, let me massage your arm." And Krishna lovingly, soothingly tells his mother, "Mother, you should not be worried. I am not at all lifting Govardhan. Govardhan is lifting on his himself. He is so light.
We just now we saw how he ate everything which we offered. He's simply floating on my finger. I'm not at all lifting him. All the Brijbasis, headed by Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal was praising Krishna at one time. At one time he says, Krishna, if you are tired, please tell me. We will all support with our stick, so that you don't feel stress. Days, hours, days, and this beautiful pastime of lifting Govardhan went on for continuous 7 days. Some Brijbasis started praising Indra. They said that how glorious Indra is, that is simply because of him. Today we are able to see this beautiful beauty of our Krishna without any hindrance for 7 days and seven nights. It is said that anklets of Krishna were silent as if yogis who are in a meditation. And when they made a little sound, demigods started worshipping. And again, with the fear of making further disturbance, anklets became quiet. Outside, above the Govardhan, Indra was completely humiliated. All the clouds used their entire energy and not even a single blade of grass was affected by these rains. There were rains, there were hailstorms, there was winds, there were heavy, heavy, thick rains were falling on the mountain and nothing happened. The clouds were going again towards ocean, bringing off the water and pouring on the Govardhan, but nothing happened. Ultimately, they were utterly exhausted and they went to Indra and told them that this is impossible. Indra became more and more enraged. He went with the thunderbolt on Airavat and started striking thunderbolt again and again. As we know, the shape of a thunderbolt is crooked. It is said that Indra's crookedness was 1,000 times more than the crookedness of those thunderbolts. And there was a lightning, there were rain, sometimes there was a rainbow, but everywhere there was a frustration on the part of Indra. Similar scene was underneath the ground, underneath the Govardhan also. There was a beautiful cloud-like face of Krishna. Cloud was there. There were beautiful lightning in the form of face of the gopis. There was a beauty in the form of rains. The rains in the form of Krishna's beauty. And the rainbow was like a peacock feather on the crown of Lord Shri Krishna. And the Kaustubha gem on the chest of the Lord was shining like a sun that was missing above the Govardhan mountain. So this way, 7 days and seven nights passed away. Indra was completely humiliated and utterly frustrated. And Indra ultimately realized that he had not even a minuscule, a molecule, an atom of a power to match that of his Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna. After sometimes rains recede, as if 7 days of sleep, sun rises on the horizon,